Do you know the theme of this convention? What is the theme of this convention? Flame. What do you mean by being through the flame?
To face the adversary. To face the adversary.
To face the adversary. You know, in our life, especially as young men, we face many difficulties in our life. And this convention is, what are these difficulties? And what are the consequences of these difficulties on our life? And how we survive these difficulties? And today, we will do our Bible study during the Divine Liturgy. So we will take example from the Bible about a young man in your age who went through many flames, many difficulties in his life. And we will learn from him how he survived these difficulties. This man is Joseph. You know Joseph? Joseph is the son of? Joseph, son of me. Joseph, son of Jacob. How many siblings did he have? 12 siblings. How many boys and how many girls?
11 boys. 11 boys and one girl.
Very good. That's very good. Yes, he had 11 boys and one girl. Of course, he faced many difficulties. But today, we'll focus on two difficulties that he faced. And because this is just a Bible study, I'm going to read some verses from the book of Genesis, and I want you to pay attention. And after I read these verses, I'm going to read about 10 verses. And all these 10 verses is speaking about the first pressure, the first difficulty that he faced in his life. Just pay attention with me. Genesis chapter 37, verse 4. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Verse 11 in the same chapter. And his brothers envied him. Verse 18 in the same chapter. Now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. Verse 27, come and let us sell him. They were speaking to each other. Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. And his brothers listened. Verse 28, the Midianite traders passed by, so the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. Verse 19, then they said to one another, look, this dreamer is coming. Come therefore, and let us now kill him and cast him into some pit. Verse 27, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. Okay, all these verses, what is the main difficulty that Joseph was facing from these verses? Yes. Now, very good. Jealousy from the brothers. Why they were jealous of him?
Because he got like the coat of many colors or whatever. That his dad loved him more than them.
Okay, because his dad loved him more than his brothers. Was it his mistake? Was it his mistake? Okay, he told them that he had a dream, and the dream, they worship him. Was his mistake? Was it his mistake? Was it his fault? No. Because it wasn't his fault that his father loved him more than his brothers. Also, it wasn't his fault that he had dreams and he was sharing the dreams with his brothers. And what his brothers wanted to do with him. They wanted to kill him. But did they kill him? Why? Because they did not want to be counted guilty of his blood. So what did they decide to do? Okay. To sell him to the Ishmaelites. Now let's speak about ourselves. Do we face difficulty from our family members, like from our parents or our brothers and sisters? Do we face difficulties? All of you? Okay, likewise. Yani, I don't need to speak personally, but just let's talk together about some difficulties we are facing from our family members, from our parents or our brothers and sisters. Likewise, what are the difficulties that we are facing? Pressure. What kind of pressure?
All around academic, life, church, school, work, everything that you do, you're pressured by your parents into what they want to sculpt you in and what kind of person you are. They think that you're going to be the same exact person that they grew up as.
So they pressure you, they want to mold you to be, you know, the person in their mind or the person that, you know, as they grow up. Okay, so this first kind of lens you go through, the pressure from your parents to be good in your academics, to be good in your church, to be good in your school, to be good with your friends, or in your behavior in general in life. So that's a kind of pressure. What else? What are other flames you are going through? Peer pressure. So now we're speaking now about pressure from family members. How peer pressure is a bit to pressure from family members? Okay, so actually, as a young man, you are pulled between two forces. Your peers pulling you in one direction, and your parents pulling you in the other direction. So you feel that you are torn between these two forces. They are pulling this direction, and your peers pulling in the other direction. Right? Okay, we are talking about two things. Pressure from the family, and the peer pressure. Okay, what else? بس كده مفيش اي ان كان فريش فروم فاميلي ممبرز. طب دي حاجه كويس. No peace between family members. That's a very good point. For example, if there is a conflict between the parents, or conflict usually between my parents and my siblings, not necessarily with me. So if the family atmosphere is not peaceful, this will affect me. This is a kind of pressure. Yes.
You got me right. That they're going to be right every time. That they're always right and you're wrong.
So your parents telling you, and all the time they feel they are right, and all the time you are wrong. Okay. That's a kind of pressure also. What else? No trust. They don't trust you. Your parents don't trust you. Okay, what else? Want to say something? There is no relationship, there is no friendship between you and your parents.
If there's no love or if there's no talking, like personal close talking, then you can't really relate to each other and you can't get along.
So you feel in your family, I don't speak about you, but sometimes some of us feel they are like employee and your parents are the boss. It's like in a company, right? So there is no love, there is no real relationship. Okay. Some things you said are similar to Joseph conflict, and some things you said are not similar to Joseph conflict. In what way that? And for example, when he told me, my parents pressured me to do be good in my academy, to be good in the church. Or when you told me that I am torn between two forces, my parents pulling me on one side and my peers pulling me to the other side. This kind of pressure or flings are similar to Joseph's difficulty or different? Huh? In what way different? No? He had a good relationship with his father. Similar in what way?
Or like his brothers are on one side and his father there on the other side, and he's pulled towards his father, and he's not part of the majority of the group.
But then we agreed that Joseph was not guilty. And being a good kid and his father loved him, this is not his mistake.
Well, he was along with the peer pressure.
How?
That he, the majority of them are on one side, and then if his father is on the other side, and if his father and him get along so well, does he want to ruin his relationship with his father to be good with his brothers, or does he want to stay with his father and end up what happened to him?
What is the wise decision in such a conflict?
Yes, he made Joseph. He made the wise decision. He stayed with his father, but he went through a lot of things, a lot of troubles to get where he was at that.
That's right. Let me ask Arhulku, the main difference between some of the difficulties that you mentioned and Joseph's difficulty, Joseph suffered or went through this pressure because of his righteousness, because of his godly life, because of his commitment and devotion to the Lord, right? So his brothers envied him and hated him because he wanted to live a godly life. He was obedient to his parents. He was a good kid, a godly kid. That's why he suffered all this. But some of the things that you mentioned, we suffer from our parents, for example, because we are ungodly kids. Right? Because we want to follow or to be conformed to our peers. We want not to do good at academics. We don't want to go to church. We don't want to live a godly life. That's why my parents pressure us. So the main difference between Joseph's suffering in his family and some of our sufferings in our family, in Joseph, he suffered because he lived godly life. But sometimes we suffer mainly because we live ungodly life. Right? علشان كده, the first homework that I want you to do when you go to your rooms, I want first to write down in a paper your relationship with your family. In what way? What are the difficulties that you are facing with your family? For example, they envy me, or they pressure me, they don't trust me, they hate me, whatever. And be specific. Yeah, مثلاً, my sister hates me, or my parents don't trust me. Be specific in what you write down. And after you write down the flames that you are going through with your family, the second part, I want you to answer this question. And try to be honest as much as you can. Whether this suffering because you are righteous and ungodly, or this suffering with your family because you are living unrighteous life or being ungodly in your behavior. Right? Even Isaac, to write two things. Number one, what are the sufferings that you are going through with your family members, whether your parents, and I'm speaking here about your immediate family, whether your parents or with, whether your siblings. But then you need to answer this question honestly. Whether this suffering because of your righteous life or because of your ungodly life. Not only, but no one is without sin. Okay? I'm not speaking about sin in general, because all of us are sinners. But I'm speaking about sins related to this kind of suffering. For example, if all the time you are picking on your sister, all the time you initiate fights with her, and then you suffer because of this, then you are guilty. So try to answer this question: what did I do to trigger these sufferings? What did I do to trigger these sufferings? So there are some other sufferings, but there is no time to speak about it right now, but this will be covered in the lecture. Like if I'm living in a family that they have conflict, family conflict. Listen, my parents all the time fight together, or my parents and my sibling all the time they fight together. How can I deal with this? This will be covered in the lectures and in the workshops. Like now, I want you to focus on this issue. What's your relationship with your family? And whether this because of, you are guilty or not. If you're going to do the homework, you will benefit from it. Believe me, this will help in your growth. Especially if you take this homework to your spiritual father and then discuss it with him in order to shed some light on this homework. But if you didn't take it seriously and if you didn't do your homework, then you will not benefit from this Bible. And it's up to you if you want to benefit and to grow or not. Yani, the purpose of this convention is to help you to grow. And we are giving you tools to help you to grow. So if you decided not to grow, that's up to you, it's your decision. But يعني, it's not for your benefit. I'm going to talk about two types of flames. In the second type of flame, I'm going to read some verses برضو. I ask you to tell me what is the second type of flame that Joseph went through. Now Joseph, chapter 39, verse 1. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites, who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had, and put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake, and the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, my master does not know what's with me in this house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" So it was as she spoke to Joseph day by day that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work and none of the men of the house was inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And I'll stop here. What kind of difficulty Joseph went through in this passage? Pressure. Pressure against what? Temptation. Temptation against his
I said against his own will.
Against his own will. Against his purity, right? He was tempted to defile his purity. Right? Okay. Do we go through such temptation in our life? Not necessarily in the same scenario. But do we face such suffering or such pain in our life? Yes or no? Yes, okay. What are the sources of temptation to us in our contemporary life? What are the sources of temptation? Now?
Our desires.
Our desires. So it may arise from inside, from my own desires. Now, in my age, I'm growing up and I have desires. So I may be tempted from my inside. So the temptation can come from inside. Okay. What are other sources? Tule?
Okay. People hang out
with me, like my friends. So my friends can pressure me also, or can tempt me against my purity. What else? What are other sources of temptation? From inside and from outside. What other sources of temptation? Beske? Yes. Jealousy. How jealousy is tempting you? Either? If I'm jealous of somebody, but if I'm speaking about temptation against my purity, like the temptation of Joseph, what else? What are other sources that tempt you? Television. Yeah, of course, television. Television and all the media. Is that? And society in general. So, either from the culture, society, or from television, media, or from my desire, or from my friends. Other sources of temptation. Other sources, yes.
Laziness, because your mind can wander off and then you could start thinking unpure thoughts and then you could act upon them.
Laziness. When I am not busy and I'm lazy, I allow my mind to wander in impure thoughts, and this can be a source of temptation to me. Ida? Mr. Mim Kelly. Music. Very good. Music and songs and the lyrics. When we listen to songs and lyrics, this can be a source of temptation to me. Right? So, there are many sources of temptation around me. And this temptation, again, some temptation, it is because of my ungodliness. I am exposing myself to this temptation. And some temptation comes to me from outside. Like Joseph, again, was Joseph guilty in his temptation against his purity? Did he do anything wrong to be tempted against his purity? So again, this temptation can either attack me because of my ungodliness, or can attack me as envy from Satan. Satan wants to attack me. And the second homework I'd like you to do today, strike the first homework, I want you to write down what are the sources of temptation against your purity in your own personal life. I don't want you to just write something in general. I want you to write about yourself. For example, I am tempted because I listen to bad songs. I am tempted because I go to bad sites on the internet. I am tempted because I watch bad movies. Or I am tempted because I want to live a godly life and my friends pressure me so much to have a girlfriend or to do ungodly things. I want you to write down first the sources of your temptation. The sources of your temptation. And then after writing down the source of your temptation, again I want you to answer the same question like the first homework. Am I guilty or not? Am I bringing on myself this temptation, or just Satan is attacking me? Because it will make a big difference how you survive this temptation. If you are bringing the temptation in yourself, the treatment is totally different than if Satan is bringing this temptation to you. You understand what I'm trying to say? So, number one, I'd like you to write the sources of temptation in your life, and then to answer the question, whether this temptation, because of my ungodliness, because of my unrighteousness, because of my behavior, or because Satan is tempting me like Jesus. And again, this homework is for your own growth. And I hope that you will take it serious, and you have a time after you write this to take your journal to your spiritual father and discuss with him. So number one, you have homework about your relationship with your family member. I'm speaking immediate family member, your parents and your siblings. And second one is about the temptation against your purity. And I hope you do this homework and then discuss it with your spiritual father. And I want to do it very personal. It is personal homework. It's not just writing a paper about temptation or about family relationship. It's about you. And if you do it about yourself, that in this way you will grow. You will grow. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.